You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Phew, I am just now catching my breath again. I just ran up the hill. I had been camping at the base of our property, and I'm sitting there. The fire's going, the little bonfire's going, and I'm looking, and this little bee is buzzing around me. And anytime a bee shows up kind of randomly, to me, that's my symbol for get busy. I need to get busy. There's something I need to get busy with. And I'm thinking, well, what the hell do I need to get busy with? What am I forgetting? I'm like, oh my God. By the time, the third time the bee came around, I'm like, my podcast. Oh my gosh, I forgot about posting an episode. So I post every other week on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here in Ohio for the most part. We do travel a lot. And today what I'm going to do, this is actually going to be a quick one because sometimes it's nice just to do things real fast. And plus this is kind of last minute. So here we go. I'm going to pull a card out from the Angels of Light Oracle deck. There are tarot decks that have 78 cards in them, and then there are oracle decks that are all different kinds, but both tarot and oracle, they are a source of allegory, a source of symbolism, and metaphorically understanding your life, what it means. I love cards. I've been playing cards, just, you know, your standard playing cards since, gosh, I don't even know, probably 4 years old. I would play with my great-grandma, Salzer, and, you know, and my sister as well. I have vivid memories of that. And so there's something special about cards. It's like you know, having them held in your hand and the smell of them and the pictures and the games that you can play. And there's something special about them because, especially with Oracle and Tarot, they help you understand your situation. And there have been so many times over the years where I swear, And I believe this with all my heart, that they're a form of communication through God, your spirit guides, your angels, your higher self, your subconscious, your soul, the universe, however you'd like to think of it and see it individually or as a whole. And they are a tool, they are a conduit, they're the instrument or one of the many instruments that you can use to provide you with answers, provide you with guidance, provide you with an insight into either your current situation, the past, the future. Essentially, it's kind of all the same, really. But let's get a card from the Angels of Light Oracle deck, an oracle for divine connection. An oracle for divine connection. And I usually shuffle quite a bit to connect with them. But for the purpose of this episode, I have pulled one out from the bottom of the deck, actually. And it says, the Angel of Femininity. Wow, femininity. That's kind of a little tongue twister. And on it, when I'm looking at this image, the angel is in the background, and there's lots of things happening in front of this angel. There's lots of reds, blues, greens. There's even some gold swirls in there. The angel appears to be more feminine. Actually, it's kind of hard to tell. It's a little abstract. And as I go in deeper, things can get in our way, right? We can begin to feel like we're in the background. We have all of these distractions in front of us, potentially all these worries, these things that are kind of muddling the water. And yet, if you look a little deeper, you can see that the angel was still there. And she's not actually stuck. She's allowing herself to blend with these colors and with these essential elements. She's allowing herself to be there, to observe, to witness, because being a witness and observer can be healing for the other object that is involved as well. So femininity, aligning yourself with the more feminine energy, which is the softness, the acceptance, the understanding, the emotional aspect, the yin of the yang, the allowing for the understanding to surface. And with the yin and yang, there's a blending of both as well. So it's not just solely female or solely male. There is a little bit of both aspects, because it's beneficial to have a little bit of both. It allows you to have this sense of groundedness, the sense of balance. So if there's something that appears to be in the way, how can you allow yourself to blend with the uncomfortableness, blend with what first appears as harshness or first appears as misunderstanding, and instead allow yourself to see it from a higher perspective. Allow yourself to witness it. Is it calling for your attention for a particular reason? Is it asking you to go deeper? Is it asking you to release something? Is it asking you to heal? Is it asking for your assistance in some way? Is it not asking for anything? Is it just wanting to be present with you? For you to hold space, for it to hold space for you, and vice versa. So this angel of femininity is here for you in this very moment to remind yourself of what it means to be a human in this aspect, in this world, and how you can use your acceptance and understanding and to be the observer and the witness, and eventually making moves, right? So that's the more masculine side, eventually allowing yourself to move forward, to take action, to put your stamp down, to put your foot down. But first we must tap into this softness. So that's the message for you today, to remember the softness that's within you. And it is not just essential, but it is always there. It can never be taken away, and it is necessary, especially as a human, to not always be so tough, right? To not always be so closed off, to not always worry either. To not always worry either. Instead, allow yourself to just be, to notice, to hold space for yourself, to hold space for yourself. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.